So we're just going to relax and breathe. Settling back, moving into that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the chaos, all of the activity. Just finding that beautiful center space of love and light and harmony and beauty and health and wholeness and prosperity and abundance and power, all of these incredible energies of source, all of the source energies that exist everywhere and always exist right here and right now. It's each of us. We are that. We are the love and the light, the peace and the power, the grace and the wholeness, the health and the abundance. We are that. And we move into this remembering of the truth of who we are. And Abraham speaks about it so powerfully. And I saw a wonderful quote today from Abraham that said, "Only the most adventurous, boundary-pushing, thrill-seeking consciousness would say, let's dive into the contrast of physical reality, temporarily forget our infinite nature, and play the most epic game of expansion ever. It's like skydiving for the soul." Except instead of a parachute, you get the law of attraction. And instead of free falling, you are free creating. And the best part, the moment you remember who you really are while still in the game, that's the ultimate rush. It is the true cosmic badasses who say, challenge accepted, and joyfully leap into the consciousness, the deliciousness of being human. So Abraham sees us as cosmic badasses. And that was just too much fun for me to skip over today. And in the session I listened to with some friends this morning, we talked about the fact that we get to choose. We get to choose the vibration that we want. As we focus on our emotions instead of our thoughts or instead of the things out there, but we focus in. And we focus on emotion. We have the opportunity to move into a more powerful place. And over the weekend, I saw a video by one of our Abe friends from this area from 20 years ago. She moved away, but I still have friends with her on Facebook. And she was doing a lecture on moving from the protest art to the visionary art. And when she described how that worked in the artistic community, she said it was because people recognized that war is not the opposite of peace, that peace is the midpoint. That when you move from war to peace, you move to the center point. And the opposite of war is expanding creativity. And that reminds me of Abraham's emotional scale, where the tipping point is that space of calm in the middle that provides the foundation for moving up to hope and optimism and eagerness and passion and love. And so my friend today who said, "What vibration are you choosing?" inspired me to review some vibrations. And I went back to the long list of feelings that Marcia and I worked on 15 or 20 years ago about how many great words there are for positive feelings. And I realized I had a lot of vocabulary for negative feelings, but not as much for the upper half of the emotional scale. So I delighted in exploring some of those amazing words on the upper end of the scale. So that's what we're going to do today. And I am feeling kind of frivolous and frisky. So I'm going to start with that category because I've been giggling kind of since I started. And the first vibrational category that Marcia identified was the playful category. And the first word in the playful category is giggly. So that's a nice place to start. So maybe you don't identify with giggling so much. Maybe you laugh or you belly laugh or you guffaw. Some of us even snort once in a while. That's pretty fun. So think about what feels lighthearted to you. Think about what feels like being a kid again. When you were a kid, what did you like? What made your heart sing when you were little? I loved skipping up the street and using my jump rope and jumping and skipping at the same time as I went up the hill beside my house. That was fun for me when I was little. And so many other things are fun for me. Settling in with a good book is fun. Taking a walk and looking at nature is fun. Listening to great music is fun. Going out for a fun dinner with friends is fun. So think about what feels like fun to you. What feels humorous or whimsical? I love that word, whimsical. It's even fun to say. What makes you feel that playful vibration? Abraham recently recommended we goof off more without guilt. And goofy is one of the great words on the playful list. Do you ever let yourself be goofy or silly? Or if you don't, do you see kids that you love being goofy and silly? I'm thinking about Goofy at Disney World. It's easy to feel lighthearted when we think of the fun of cartoons and amusement parks and parades. Think of things that are fun. We started with a word that had a lot of energy to it for me. So let's play with moving the emotions and choose a word that is a lot more peaceful. So let's choose the word and the category peaceful. When you think of feeling calm, what does that bring within you? Abraham often talks about clarity and the joy of being clear-minded. So think about peace of mind. Then think about feeling centered. What does going to the center feel like to you? To me, it feels deep and ultimately infinite. And then feel like being grounded, like you have roots deep into the earth, and you're stable, and you're balanced. Being stable and balanced makes me feel relaxed. Makes me feel steady. I like the feeling of steady. And serenity. Serenity feels peaceful and calm, but for me, the word serene or serenity has a transcendent feeling as well. Like we've gone to the center, but now we're going to the circumference. And feeling the wholeness of the peace, the essence, the divine grounding and balance and harmony. Peaceful feels like ease. Feels like flow. Feels like trusting in well-being. As I contemplate these words, I can feel the resistance just draining out of my shoulders and my back and into that beautiful ground. The earth is very willing to absorb and contain our resistance so we can leave it behind and walk away from it. And emerge resplendent, feeling light. and free and beautiful and harmonious. And when I feel those things, I feel healthy and strong and vital. I love these words of wellness and the vibration of being flexible enlivened and energized. Some of the words are even fun, like spry. Spry feels good. Agile feels good. They feel eager. And feeling eager makes me feel enlivened. And in the enlivened category, we feel refreshed, renewed, and rejuvenated. We feel rested. Take a moment and feel the vibration of a great night's sleep. Ah. Wow. The very thought of it makes me yawn. To give ourselves permission to rest and relax. To breathe deeply and slowly. And allow any remaining resistance to just drain out of us. We can thank it on its way by. It has served us. We may have felt we needed it to be safe. But now in this beautiful space, we are indeed whole and well and free. We can just move again into that beautiful space of contentment, where we allow ourselves to feel satisfied right here, right now. Glad of where I am. And as Abraham says, always wanting more. And so we think of the things that we might want more of. And we can want to be more inspired. When we feel inspired, we feel wonderful things like awe and wonder. What does wonder feel like to you? I affirm wonder, willingness, and joy every day when I leave my house. Keys, money, phone, water, wonder, willingness, and joy. I wonder just how good this day can be. I wonder how much love there is to encounter today. I wonder how tender and warm and caring I can be. I wonder how much appreciation I can bring to my life and to the people around me. I wonder how I can approach the people around me with even more caring and affection. I wonder how much love I can feel and share and be. I wonder how radiant I can be. I wonder how vibrant I can show up. What are we choosing to vibrate? I want to choose to vibrate beauty and harmony and grace. I want to show up feeling happy and relaxed. I also love showing up feeling focused and inspired. I love feeling connected. I love feeling in alignment. And I love encountering other people who are connected and in alignment. I love meeting people who are beautiful and clear-minded and empowered. I love feeling free and frisky and fabulous. There are so many wonderful vibrations to explore. I love feeling the wonder of life. I love relaxing into that peaceful, graceful place once again. Dipping my toe into the sweet flow of peace at the center. Basking in the wonder of going to all of these cool places. Places where playful and joyful and clear and powerful and happy and laughing and free and refreshed. We have unlimited choices. And as Abraham said, we are the true cosmic badasses who say challenge accepted and leap joyfully into the deliciousness of being human. And I just love being a cosmic badass among my cosmic badass friends and feel what it's like to leap joyfully together into the choices of vibrations that endlessly surround us. There is so much out there, but there is so much more always in here. If we only have the eyes to see. And those eternal eyes are our feelings. We can listen for those vibrations. And as we consciously choose them, we can invite them to come in by law of attraction from all of the outside places as well, so that our lives become even more filled with love and happiness and peace and wonder and clarity and joy and happiness and freedom. It is good, and we've come to the end of our meditation time, so I invite you to take another couple of slow, deep breaths and consider taking a good stretch. Feels good to wriggle and stretch and giggle and delight in friendship and beauty and harmony and grace. And so it is.